If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
No regrets. That's my motto. That and everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks.
What the f*** are you thinking?
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Woo! Yeah! Ha!
I'm embarrassed. What happened yesterday? I'm embarrassed for the Yankees, the fans, and my family. So I have to say I'm sorry.
And now,
we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. Here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Tuesday, the 5th of February. What's happening?
Super Tuesday.
Already voted by mail.
What?
No kidding.
Yeah. Just wanted to get it done. Didn't want to. I knew I wanted to vote, and I studied all the issues, or some of the issues. There are a few things I was like, I don't know, I'm just not even going to fill it in. You can do that, right?
Of course,
to vote on a measure?
Of course, yeah.
Because I don't want to, you know, vote on something I didn't really understand.
If there's one thing that we've learned, though, it's that the government values those mail-in votes. I'll tell you that right now. They count those like twice. They're so important
to
them.
How do they do that? Because I sent that in last week. And they don't open them, right, until the day?
Who knows?
Do they ever open them? They go right to the landfill.
Wonder.
I don't know what they do. Did you screw the Indians, Lisa?
No.
What?
Oh, that's the official position of the Kevin and Bean
yes.
Show. Is we gave it to the red man
yesterday.
Once, give it to him again.
F the Indians. That's
agreed. F the Indians.
Right.
Come on, Lisa. Get
well, maybe
on board.
I'm misunderstanding what you want me. Do you want me to vote yes or no?
We want you to vote yes so that
oh,
we can F
yes.
the Indians. Okay, good.
Oh, okay. I F the Indians.
Okay.
I didn't realize
okay,
that's
good.
What I was doing.
Not yeah, only were you supposed to vote to F the Indians, you're supposed to sprinkle smallpox on your mail-in voting.
I didn't know that.
I don't know that the Indians are opening the ballots herpes. On the other side, Mike. I don't think it works like that.
Good point.
Lisa has fewer and fewer of those infectious diseases since she's started reading all the new commercials, though. She's
that's
cleared
true.
Up a lot of the open sores that she used to have.
Nothing itches so. Anymore. Nothing runs out where it shouldn't.
Oh.
Let me tell you, by the way, who's so excited about Super Tuesday. And I know, Kevin, you hate politics and are so happy that today's over.
Can
I don't
guess?
Blame you.
Can I guess who's excited?
Let's hear it.
Nobody.
No, you are wrong.
Right.
Paul Moyer, ladies and gentlemen from Channel 4 News, is so excited about Super Tuesday.
Sure.
He's all lathered up. In fact, Psycho Mike, I'm going to give you the job that you're so good at. I need you to ding every time Paul finds a new way to describe how important Super Tuesday is. All right? Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
You ding when he talks about how important Super Tuesday is. Now, this is from yesterday afternoon's news. I think this is right at 5:30. He's on with Colleen. The great Paul Moyer.
Good evening once again. I'm Colleen Morgan.
And I'm Paul Moyer. Here we go. It's almost there. We begin at 5:30 now on Channel 4 with the final hours of the Super Duper Tuesday campaign. For political insight on the big day tomorrow, we turn to our political analyst, Sherry Bebich. Jeffy, you know, we said it's the biggest primary day in American history.
It is.
We're getting a little nervous up here. I mean, this is going to be
this
a big,
big time
big day.
Stuff.
This
it
is big time
on.
Stuff. This is major leagues.
You bet.
This is the big day.
This is the closest we've ever come to a national primary.
It's the big show.
It's going to be juggling swords, shall we say?
No, not swords, please. How about just balls?
Just plain old
are you kidding me? When did they transition from politics to sex?
That was awesome.
How fantastic is that? And by the way, my favorite part, and you won't hear this 1,000 times today.
Balls.
Come on.
Balls.
Come on. I mean, was he giddy?
What's up with that?
Yes, he just always is. Please tell me that you... Edited. That's a bunch of edited together.
No. That's
what?
All in a row. That is exactly
that was
as it aired. Exactly as it aired at 5:30.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. When I heard that, I just thought, Paul, I know that, you know, there's a lot at stake for the candidates, but I mean...
Is he running for something?
I give him credit for making that work, like, grammatically. Like, that's insane that he could even get that much in, you know?
I mean, he hit Major League, and he hit Big Show, and just on and on and on. I just thought it was fantastic.
I thought that was the whole half-hour newscast.
Cut together?
Play that again. I must hear that.
I think so, too. With the dates.
You'll notice, you'll hear it's clean, man. Not a single edit. This is how it unfolded on Channel 4.
Good evening once again. I'm Colleen Williams.
And I'm Paul Moyer. Here we go. It's almost there. We begin at 5:30 now on Channel 4 with the final hours of the Super Duper Tuesday campaign. For political insight on the big day tomorrow, we turn to our political analyst, Sherry Bebich. Jeffy, you know, we said it's the biggest primary day in American history.
It is.
We're getting a little nervous up here. I mean, this is going to be
this
a
is big,
big
time
big day.
Stuff.
This is big time stuff. This is major league.
You betcha.
This is the big day.
This is the closest we've ever come to a national primary.
It's the big show.
It's going to be juggling swords, shall we say?
No, not swords, please. How about just balls?
Just plain bananas.
Balls.
What in God's name is going on with him?
Yeah, he's going to be on for an extended length of time tonight, right?
Of
with
course.
All the results.
And when he ad-libs, that's when the magic comes to
you.
And he
gets the little white
gets a spit,
ball of spit.
Or whatever
in the
corner
that
of his
is. Mouth. It ain't spit.
Yeah. That's very fun to watch.
Yeah, I may have to spend a little time with Paul tonight.
Oh, please do. I can't stand this election crap, so you watch. I do love Paul, though.
Yes.
I do love Paul.
Pretty funny.
And should anyone change their name more than Sherry Bebich Jeffrey Shevitz, their political analyst or whatever her name was? Come on. What was that about?
You would love her, by the way. She's at least 80.
Oh, good.
Love her.
I remember the first time I voted.
I will tell you that they sure do advertise a lot of campaigns on TV and commercials.
Yeah,
every commercial, every single one.
You know, it's funny, too, because they'll do one right after the other. They'll do F the Indians, don't F the Indians, back to back.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And those of you that don't follow politics, the F the Indians thing is we're just going to take a lot of their money from their casinos because we won it. So.
And apparently there's some land we didn't get the first time around that we've decided we're entitled to.
And I'm in. I can't wait to F the Indians. Lisa already did.
I think it's a good policy.
Good.
I really do. Anyway, I believe we're going to check in with the quote-unquote governor in a little while, too, because there's trouble at home. He and his wife are out endorsing different presidential candidates, and I don't know where they come down on F the Indians or not, but I know Arnold is isn't Arnold very much for F the Indians?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing commercials
thing, right?
To F the Indians for a long time.
Yeah, right. This was his deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, his wife apparently is a hardcore Democrat, and I didn't know they were both out actively campaigning for different people.
Isn't that hilarious?
Seems like that'd make a marriage a little difficult.
Yeah, it's not as big a deal now in the primaries, but if those two candidates end up going against each other for the presidency, that's when it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. They're going to have like boxing matches and all kinds of stuff out in the middle of nowhere. All right, let's talk about the rest of today's show. Bean's blog on today's program.
Yeah. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Now,
There's nothing to make fun of, though. I mean,
behind the scenes, during songs and commercials and whatnot, we've been talking about doing Bean's blog, and he keeps saying, oh, wait, this time you're going to have something hard. You know, there's nothing to make fun of there now. I mean, now it's just gold. So good luck with that.
Well, you'll have nothing to complain about if you look at it.
I don't know. I read for about a minute and a half. And that's all
that's
I need.
That's all you needed?
That's it. Just printed out the first couple of entries. I'm in.
How dare you?
It's bad news.
Balls.
I need that badly. That's what she said. Also on today's show, we have Grammy tickets. We're going to do that at 7 o'clock hour each day this week.
Great.
Okay. Can't buy those tickets, so this morning we're going to give you a pair. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but it seems like every... I don't know, month. There's a new story about somebody who woke up without a kidney.
Yeah.
The urban legend.
Yes.
And, you know, you got to pretty much just say, it didn't happen. No, go to Snopes.com. Didn't happen. Nobody's waking up without kidneys. Until now. Apparently in India, there's a black market for kidneys.
Well, they just...
Take them for black
people?
Yes. Apparently, apparently they just...
Off the street, Lisa, they drug you.
They drug you, they take you in, they do surgery on you, and then they release you.
Oh, my God.
Catch and release, yeah. So that's good times. You're walking down the street, and next thing you know, you don't have a kidney.
I'm speechless.
Isn't that awesome?
They're just I mean, wouldn't you think they'd want to know if it was the right blood type and stuff?
On
they
the
don't
black
even
market?
Care.
No. What do they care?
Well, then they're just popping in kidneys. It might not work.
What do they care?
Well,
do you know anything about the black market?
Lisa, they are doctors doing the surgery. They're crook, you know, crooked, evil doctors.
No, I know, but
they test for stuff like that, probably.
Generally, I was thinking that you would have someone who needs a kidney, so then you need to go get the kidney, but you need to have a match.
Right.
Right, but they're harvesting so many.
They're dealing in volume?
Yeah, they have dozens of kidneys, so they're one-stop shopping. If you need a kidney, you call these people, and they hook you up.
Lisa has played by the rules for so long that her mind just can't get around something where they don't play by the rules.
I'm just saying.
They're
wasting some kidneys.
I don't think they care. They're not wasting their own. I mean, if they were selling their own, maybe they would check.
It's a shame. That's all.
I think it's on the receiver to do the checking and see if it works or not. It's not up to them.
I just love waking up and having a scar in your abdomen and not really having any idea why and where you've been and what happened. That would be...
fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I hope that happens to me.
Plus, we're continuing to qualify you for K-Rock's World Tour destination number 5, which is Muse in South Africa.
Balls.
No, it's true.
Which sounds fantastic. A great band, a great place to visit. So we'll continue to qualify you for that. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. Wait, here's my favorite part.
You're listening to K-Mozart. Thanks for tuning in.
Here's my favorite part. Balls.
Faith No More on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:49. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Thank God Pimp C's death was natural causes. No foul play.
And he was...
Rapper Pimp C.
What's wrong with you? He was Pimp C.
Which one was he? What did he do?
He was the pimp.
Right after B and before D?
He went by C.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
He died at Le Mondrian Hotel last December 4th. And the LA Times says the coroner's investigation revealed that the rapper, whose real name was Chad Butler, made it so much nicer. Hi, I'm Chad Butler. I'm a rapper.
I prefer Pimp C.
Hi, Chad here. Let me rap for you. He had elevated levels of over-the-counter cough syrup in his bloodstream. Not enough for an overdose, but he did have sleep apnea as well, and the combination proved deadly.
Sleep apnea is when you stop breathing.
Yeah,
exactly. When you're sleeping,
and you snore so much that you close off your own airway, and you go.
So don't drink an entire bottle of cough syrup.
Don't do that.
You're sipping on that scissor, dude.
Especially if you're Simp C, or
that is
Pimp C.
That's not a street cred death right there.
No, his homies won't be pouring any 40s over his grave.
Nope.
Courtney Love says that Britney Spears needs to get her act straight. Or something very, very bad is going to happen.
Wow. She's going out on a limb.
She's got the insight, man. She knows what she's talking about. She was on Access Hollywood last night and said, and I quote, something very, very bad is going to happen. What is she, one of the Ghostbusters? Don't cross the streams.
Way to clarify.
Something bad will happen. She also believes that if Britney would get in touch with her, she could help. Because
really?
She claims that she helped Lindsay Lohan get straight.
How's that working out?
Going well.
Yeah. Courtney also says that she owes her new sobriety to a 12-step program and a Buddhist chant that she says every day of her life. I've got Kurt's money, 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 I've got Kurt's money.
Dave Rowland said, but I've got it.
Yeah.
How does she look these days? Has anyone seen her lately?
Oh, my goodness.
Rough.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a while.
She looks like a wax figure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know she had some bad plastic surgery. Last time I saw her, she was not looking good, but I wondered if she'd had that corrected.
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay may have taken another flying leap off the wagon.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
This is according to Janet Charlton, who is a gossip columnist. Apparently, there was a late-night, after-hours mansion party recently. These mansion parties, by the way, often take place up in the Hollywood Hills and are private, invitation only, so there's no pesky paparazzi or press watching what anyone does. An insider was at the party says that he saw Lindsay and a buddy at one of these get-togethers around 10 days ago, and they're both snorting a white powder off of a house key. Let me think.
Could be sugar.
Could be. Could be powdered sugar. Could be Lindsay Lohan. Could be cornstarch.
Could be.
Could be some sort of...
Maybe flour?
B12 derivative.
Could be some sort of... athlete's foot preparation?
Ooh.
like a Desinex powder, perhaps?
Ooh.
But why would you be snorting that?
Sometimes you get athlete's nose.
Okay.
It's well documented.
I don't have a commercial for that. That's so weird. Mm. You'd think I would, wouldn't you?
You have them for everything.
Speaking of drugs, Amy Winehouse has left rehab temporarily.
They encourage that. They
want to. She's got a reason. She had to meet with yesterday with officials at the American Embassy in London. She's trying to get her visa process taken care of so that she can attend the Grammy Awards this Sunday.
I don't want her to come over and die on our soil and make it our problem.
Yeah, look, she probably won't party. It's the Grammys. Not a lot of partying goes on at that event.
That's true.
She's going to leave rehab. She's going to have a nice, quiet Grammy Awards ceremony and then just head on back to rehab in London. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I can't see any problem there.
I am actually sad that Kevin is not announcing the Grammys this year. I really am. I feel like there's an emptiness in my life now because I so look forward to hearing the tape from your rehearsals.
What's up with that?
Kevin.
Please.
I mean, aren't you with me, Ralph? Aren't you kind of sad he's not doing it again this year?
Don't we have hours of tape, though? I mean,
see, that's what I was just thinking. There's no shortage of of tape of Kevin mispronouncing things. I don't think we necessarily had to add on another year of the Grammys. It would have been fine, but it doesn't exactly bother
me. But
coming
let me put
up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number one. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number one. Send the number two.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went. But when they made plenty the third Rocky movie, you could have argued, hey, we've got plenty of Rocky movies. But you were still happy when Rocky 4 came out. And then Rocky 5 came out.
No, I wasn't happy when 4 or 5, actually.
4 I liked because it was horrible. Horrible.
I could have stopped at 3 is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now we're going to have Grammys with an announcer you can actually hear.
What's the fun in that?
Through.
That's true. There's no fun
I don't
in
think
that.
That's fun. Right. I like to guess.
It's not a home game, Lisa. The Grammys aren't supposed to be some sort of contest.
Ooh, what did he say? What did he say? I don't know. I couldn't make it out.
Speaking of the Rocky movie, Sylvester Stallone has announced, according to The Hollywood Reporter, that he isn't ready to give up a box office action star just yet. He has just signed a deal with the producers of the most recent Rambo movie to direct, co-produce, and star in two upcoming action movies. Brand new action films from Sly.
Please tell me one of them is over the top two.
It does not say here what the projects will be. I believe these are two original action films.
Aww.
Those never go well.
They don't, really. By the way, rumor is that there's also sequels in the works to both Rocky and Rambo.
Yeah!
That he's going to do?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Just when you thought you were out, he pulls you back in.
This is Rambo's...
Killing's as easy as breathing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. This Rambo's going to end up making a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Because they made it on the cheap.
They kind of wrap it up, though?
They do. But you can unwrap it, Lisa.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what she said.
They really wrapped up Rocky, too, before they made this last one, Rocky Balboa. I mean, so...
Look, unless these characters are wrapped up in silk in a box that going 6 feet under, there's always a way to bring another one back. I think Rocky should be left to rest, though.
Yeah.
Rambo, maybe you can get away with.
I'd like to see Rocky as a teenager. High school, getting beat up. What I'd like to see.
A prequel. You want a Rocky prequel.
Like the Batman Begins.
I see. Yeah. Reboot the series, as they say these days.
With a new actor.
I like it.
You know who would be, you guys may laugh, but the first person that came to mind about the early teenage years of Rocky is Milo Ventimiglia from Heroes.
I could see that.
You know, he played his son in Rocky Balboa.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That's so funny. Well, he'd be a poor choice then, I guess. I guess it wouldn't make much sense for him to be playing his father then.
Well, I mean, they picked him because he kind of looks like him. So.
I would say James Franco. But...
Too pretty.
Don't know who that
too
is.
Pretty. How about Dancing with the Stars, huh? The kids love it.
Nope.
They're already talking about next season's cast. Oh, that was loud. That's better.
A little softer, sorry.
Rumors are circulating about who's going to be in the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Cheryl Ladd and Monica Seles were leaked last week by TV Guide as possible contestants.
Cheryl Ladd is very attractive.
She is. I'd like to watch her dance.
Yeah.
In the nude. Christy McNichol, apparently also in the running.
Really?
No one has said the name Christy McNichol in 31 years.
Who is that?
Christy McNichol was a big teen star. Back in the 70s and early 80s, she was on a series called Family.
Family?
She did a series of TV movies. She was on Empty Nest as well, if you remember that TV series. What am I wasting my time for? Anyway.
Does she have balls?
Yes.
All right. It's debatable.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady, who turns 74 this February, by the way.
Dude. Wow.
In talks. China. current celebrity rehab resident China Doll from the WWE.
Please make that happen.
Hulk Hogan's 19-year-old daughter, Brooke Hogan, reportedly also a possibility. Yeah. Marla Maples, the ex-Mrs. Donald Trump.
Yeah, no thanks.
Also. My favorite pick, though, please make this happen. One of our friends, Oscar-winning actress Marley Matlin.
Oh my God.
Children of a Lesser God.
Oh, no.
I want to see Marley Matlin.
She
dancing
can't
to the beat.
Hear the music, though.
Or can she?
Good question. Wow. You know, it's interesting, Ralph, as you read that list, how many of those participants, potential participants, have already been on reality shows. It does seem like a lot of them just shuffle from one to the other.
Well, that's that's some people.
That's how they make a living,
new
I guess.
Career. Yeah. Do reality.
That's China, for sure.
Yeah.
And speaking of reality TV, TV Guide magazine says the producers of Fox Network's lie detector show Moment of Truth have been in the talks with representatives of ex-Illinois cop Drew Peterson.
Yes.
To bring him on television and talk about the disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy, who disappeared last fall.
The answer is.
Really?
True.
Yeah.
They're going to start doing serious police work?
Do we want Moment of Truth to be crime busters? Do we want them really to get to the bottom of missing person cases?
What the hell?
Reportedly, they're also in the talks with baseball pitcher Roger Clemens to appear on the show and talk about his repeated denials of steroid use. Huh.
Okay, doesn't the police department in Illinois have a lie detector? Couldn't they just kind of handle that at their office? Does it have to be on TV?
I'm just wondering, how out is Moment of Truth when they need their special crime edition?
Already.
They've only aired four episodes. Don't they have any more people to embarrass about toupees and illicit affairs and gambling and stuff? Are they already out?
We don't need Sirius from them. We got plenty of other news shows that can do that crap.
I don't need Mark L. Wahlberg ripping the lid off of
anything.
Cold cases.
Yeah, take it to Dateline NBC or someplace, 2020. Leave it the hell away from Moment of Truth.
Before I get to celebrity birthdays, I have got some special passes to give away to an advanced K-Rock screening of a movie I'm very much looking forward to called Jumper. Starring Hayden Christensen, Rachel Bilson, Samuel L. Jackson. It's about a dude who can just think really hard and then just go someplace else. Oh, if I had that power right now.
Did it work?
Nope, still here.
Yeah. Would you be on Catherine McPhee's honeymoon with her?
No. That would be rude.
Sure.
Unless I could blink the other guy away. It'd be really inappropriate. Tuesday, February 12th is the date. It's at Man's Chinese Theater at Hollywood and Highland, one of my favorite places to go see a movie, because you get that courtyard out there with everybody's handprints and footprints and stuff like that.
Not to mention huge screen, great sound.
All that good stuff. Let's see. If you'd like to go, why don't you be caller number, let's say 10 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Caller 10 gets a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Jumper. You get to see it before anybody else. Pretty cool stuff. By the way, I'm very excited. I'm going to a screening tonight of Semi-Pro, the new Will Ferrell basketball.
Fantastic. So can't wait for that.
I'll tell you all about that after I get back. Tomorrow. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bobby Brown. He's 39 years old today. If you're Bobby Brown, how do you celebrate? What do you do extra than your normal everyday drug and alcohol use in order to really party on your birthday? How do you step it up a notch?
Yeah.
I think you snort athlete's foot powder.
Yeah, could be. It's possible. Duff McKagan, our pal from Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, turns 44 years old today. Laura Linney, one of my favorite actresses, she also turns 44. Tim Meadows, he was probably the second guy to be known as, hey, you're that black guy from Saturday Night Live. He's 47 years old today. And Christopher Guest, genius, actor, comedian, director, of course, Spinal Tap, Best in Show, For Your Consideration. What are some of the other ones?
The Mighty Wind.
The Mighty Wind. Just a hilarious guy. He is 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The good news is it's Super Tuesday, and the reason that's good is because finally the goddamn political ads will stop running every second of every day on every TV and radio station. I don't know if you've tried to, if you've watched any commercials lately, Kevin.
No.
But it's horrible.
I can't watch anything live now.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I have to tape it so that I can fast forward through it because it's just... they all say the same stuff. It's all, I don't know. I just hate politicians' speak. It's all kind of the same. It's all, we need to change. We need to be positive. We need to cut down. It's all the same stuff. And it just drives me crazy. Then they don't do any of it when they get in office.
That's true.
This has been a really interesting campaign because there's a great article in the New York Times this week about how families are split up. You know, one will be for Hillary Clinton, for instance. The other one will be for Barack Obama. As a matter of fact, you know, all the Kennedys are all over TV. Three of Robert F. Kennedy's kids are coming out for Mrs. Clinton. And then I think Ethel, the mom, and Caroline and Senator Kennedy, they're all, you know, they're all for Obama. So it's just like, it's just crazy within their own families now. They're out there doing all these commercials advertising against each other. And it's even happening in Sacramento. The first family, Governor Schwarzenegger and his wife Maria, also coming out for different candidates. That's got to be a little bit awkward at home. So we thought we'd find out what's going on and check in with Arnold Schwarzenegger on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Governor.
Hold on a second. 1017.
Oh.
1018.
Arnold.
F it.
You did good policy.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
It sounded like you're on fire is what it sounded like there for a minute.
No, I'm just full of energy because it's, you know, Super Tuesday.
Now, Bean was talking about families being split, and some of the examples that he gave were, you know, one for Obama, one for Clinton. In your family, it's different parties entirely, right?
Yes, you know, of course, Maria comes from a long line of Democrats.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I'm a Republican, more or less.
Sort of.
So you, of course, came out last week for Senator John McCain. You've been speaking very eloquently around the state, talking about what a war hero he is, and he's the comeback kid, and he's the guy that deserves your vote, and you love him. And then maybe it sounds like, even unbeknownst to you, your wife, Maria Shriver, shows up with Oprah Winfrey on Sunday endorsing Senator Obama.
Yes, it was a total shock to me. I couldn't believe it. We, you know, we don't talk a lot of politics at home. Because, you know, it's amazing the fight you can get into
sure,
with your significant other.
That,
when
yeah.
you have differing viewpoints, you know. And if I want to get, you know, my Schwanstück taken care of, I have to leave those things alone.
See, so you don't bring it up.
No, we don't talk about it. So I was shocked that she would go out of her way to, you know, support another candidate.
Now, when she comes home from that particular rally, do you say, hey, I noticed you were out at a rally today?
Yeah, I say, hey, I couldn't help but notice your enormous chin was on television. And it was flapping up and down talking about Barack Obama.
And how did she respond to that?
She said, look at your flabby boobs.
Oh, it sounds ugly at home. That's
it,
no good.
It opened up a whole can of worms. We have so much we differ on.
Yeah.
It's hard. We had a very difficult week.
So more than politics, you mean?
Yeah, I found out, for instance, that I like Krispy Kremes. She likes Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, no.
It's madness.
Oh, no. I hope you don't get in arguments over stuff that small, though.
We do.
You do.
I couldn't even believe it. She likes Colgate. I like Crest.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do?
And with her teeth, she needs like four tubes every night of toothpaste to clean them.
That's true. Well, Governor, it must be tough for you being a macho man to not be able to keep your own little woman at home in line.
And it's frustrating because now everyone knows not only that we differ politically, but I like Ginger, she likes Marianne.
Oh, you have different people on Gilligan's Island?
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Ginger's so much hotter. She's hot. I mean, Maria likes Almond Joy, I like Mounds.
Oh, wow, that's tough.
You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
I hear that.
That
yeah.
is true. That is true.
I think Miller Lite tastes great. She thinks it's less filling.
Oh, what are you going to do? That's tough.
I like French Ticklers. She likes Ripped for Her Pleasure.
Really?
Whoa, yes. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm a Lauren man. She likes Heidi.
Oh, no. You differ on the Hills?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
She's all about the Bloods. I love the Crips.
That can get you into trouble right there, Governor.
She likes Tide. I like Whisk. Oh, God. She has a PC. I have a Mac.
How do you two get along ever?
She likes heroin. I do blow.
Really?
Look, I have to like blow, but it's a thermogenic. It helps you get cut.
Nice.
Ah, psycho mic like that.
I love Tuesdays, as you know, Kevin. Yep. Listeners may not know that I look forward every single week to Tuesday because that's the day that the new albums come out. Always has been my whole life. And, of course, you can go to the stores. You can go to iTunes. So, for instance, new Jack Johnson comes out today. It's one we've all been looking forward to for a long time. Sheryl Crow, Lenny Kravitz has a new album out today. Omar Rodriguez Lopez, who I love, the leader from Mars Volta, he's got a new album out today. And Lisa, for you, the new Kenny G drops today. So those are just some of the examples of what you can get if you go to iTunes. And we're very excited that we've got a new deal here on K-Rock every week. We're giving away gift certificates for 106.7 free songs on iTunes from the world-famous K-Rock. All you have to do is call right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you can guess what's on my iPod, it's the iPod Shuffle.
We're the K-Rock Morning Show crew. Shuffle on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we're not good. Giving out downloads like you know we would. We're gonna put our iPod on shuffle.
If you guess a song,
there won't be no trouble.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's iPod Shuffle.
Really?
That's a terrible song. It would never make it onto
iTunes. That would not make it on the iPod. That's true.
I'd put that on my iPod. I'll tell you right now. That's funny.
So how does it work for the listeners that are calling in?
All right, I have Bean's iPod. I'm going to shuffle it. Then you have to tell us what song comes up.
Okay.
If you get it, you win 106 downloads free from iTunes.
Okay.
That's a lot of downloads.
Yes.
That is. It's great. Yeah. So title and artist is what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Adrian? She's calling once again from that mythical place known as Mentone. All of a sudden, we're very big out in Mentone, apparently. Adrian, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. How are you doing, Lisa?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
All right. I'm going to shuffle Bean's iPod. You got to tell me what song it lands on. Here we go. All right.
All right. Is it the... Halloween spook song?
Halloween spooks. Let's see. Christmas time is near. Oh, good.
Time for toys and time for cheer.
No. That was a great guess, though.
Bean does love that song.
I do. I love the Chipmunks, and I love Christmas music, so how could that not be on my iPod? But an excellent guess. Halloween Spooks, by the way, on my iPod, just didn't come up.
All right. Let's go to Stuart in Anaheim. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning. How goes it, Lisa May?
It's fine, Stuart. Thank you.
All right, here we go. I'm going to shuffle Bean's iPod. And it landed on?
I'll go with Barry Manilow, Mandy.
Ooh, good guess. Good guess. Nice. Push the little daisies and make them come up. Push the little daisies and make them
come up. Push the little daisies and make them come up. Yes, Ween. Darn it.
That's a great song.
That is a great song if you're looking for comedy. Let's go to Tom in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, right. Tom. Hello.
I'm going to shuffle his iPod. All right.
What is it?
Let's try Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh,
another good guess. Like people it. Have you pretty pegged, Bean.
Yeah, they do. So what's the use?
Mm.
Love. The beautiful Bjork. I'm sorry, not Neil Diamond so much as Bjork this time, but great guess.
Yeah. Let's go to Connor.
I love her. You know that. You know how much I love Bjork.
Yes, we do. Connor from Burbank. Good morning.
Oh, it's me. I would have to say Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana.
Oh, another good guess, yes. But I haven't shuffled it yet. Hang on. Is it Best of Both Worlds? Never gonna give you up. A much gayer song.
Who would ever thought something that makes Hannah Montana seem like a rock star? That was the great Rick Astley. So
right.
Not for you, but thank you, though.
Let's go to Anthony in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, everybody. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, Anthony. What's your guess? Oh, wait. You got a shovel.
All right.
No, he has. It's Raining Men.
It's Raining Men.
I know he has.
By the Weather Girls. Yes. No question that's on there. Let's see if it landed on it. Time's in, time of our lives.
Well, of course, I have both High School Musical soundtracks on my iPod. I'm sorry, not the Weather Girls this time, but an excellent guess.
Here's what I like about Bean. He doesn't have a bit of self-consciousness about the fact that hey, I got both of them on there, of course.
Why wouldn't I?
Because it's gay.
Because it's awesome. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Mike in Burbank on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mike, you're trying to guess what's next on the shuffle on my iPod to win the iTunes gift certificates. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Psycho Mike?
Hi.
Oh. All right.
I'm going to say California Girls by the Beach Boys.
I'm afraid that's got the word girls in it, and that is repulsive to me. Let's see.
I pay my dues.
Ah, William Hung.
Time after time. I've done my sentence.
Sorry.
But committed no crime.
You can't go wrong with most of the American Idol contestants on my iPod. Not this time for the Beach Boys, but great guess. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Jason. Look at line one, Beat. Let's go to Jason in Lakewood. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, White Devils.
Hi, Jason.
All right, here's the shuffle. Tell us what's on Bean's iPod.
It's going to be The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral.
How about that?
Well done.
Church bell chimed.
Right with the worst song ever.
Come on. How about 106.7 free songs from iTunes and the world famous K-Rock? It is all about you, dude. Fantastic work. Thanks for the call this morning.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And sorry to everybody else for all that bad music that we just had to play for that feature. I don't know if you've seen the video for that song.
Mm-mm.
I have not.
But they're dancing on the street, and the chick that's in it looks like Jay Leno. Really a dead ringer for Jay Leno.
No kidding.
Really?
Giant jaw. Just
no one needs that.
Nope. Not good.
I don't have that that particular song on my iPod because I have the 4-CD box set of Weird Al instead. So I passed on that one.
Got to have priorities, dude.
Gave away the iTunes gift certificate, but next hour, stick around here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock because we're going to hook you up with something you cannot buy. It is a pair of tickets to the Grammys at Staples Center on Sunday night. So you can win that next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, the Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. And as I understand, the first call today is about our favorite song from Tayzon Day, Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
What do they have to say about that this morning?
Well, they changed the lyrics very, very creatively.
Midget, midget. Midget, 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 midget.
Nice.
There's a very much.
There's a service that you can do called text to landline where you text something and then an operator has to read your message.
You have a text to landline message, and if you're confused with what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Very nice. People call us when they're in their cars a lot because it seems like they spend a lot of time in their car.
Yes.
Not good things are always happening, however.
Oh, dude, I'm being pulled over. I'll call you guys back later.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Was that beer mug? Was that beer mug calling?
Probably was, yeah.
Happy Black History Month. Yeah, man.
Hi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Clearly hi.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kevin. Are you super excited that today is Super Tuesday?
You should be.
A lot of people have a lot of questions about today, Super Tuesday, and that's why we figured we would bring on our next caller to clarify what's going on in the world of politics.
Don't vote for Hillary Clinton or Obama because they're going to f*** us all over.
See?
Omar Obama?
If you were thinking of voting for Omar Obama, please don't. Says Sam.
Hello, and thank you for calling Weatherphone. Today's forecast. Not raining, which is a shame, because we need it.
That's what I understand. If you see Ralph, be sure to let him know that it's good that we're getting all this rain, because we need it.
We've got some highlights coming up in a half hour, Bean's blog.
Oh.
And I believe this caller summarizes all of our feelings quite well.
Hey, Bean, I just took the printout of your blog.
Oh, thank you.
What I did with it. I wiped my ass with it.
Oh.
Wow. Why do you gotta be so insensitive all the time?
This call is apparently a holdover from a couple of years ago.
So I'm watching this movie called Brokeback Mountain. It's pretty gay.
Thanks for that tip.
Very timely.
How much longer is it going to be until we hear Brittany?
Well, unfortunately, not long.
Lisa has some strange sponsors lately. If it has to do with some kind of a bodily function, she's got a sponsor for it.
An itch, a sore. I can pick it.
Ooh, I think Lisa May talking about diarrhea is so sexy.
Oh, God. Come on.
Really?
Omar did a movie in college called Cucamonga Heat, and he put it up on iTunes. On YouTube.
Hell yeah.
And if you haven't seen it yet, you need to because it's really bad. Just search for Cucamonga Heat. But this is our favorite part where Omar, with his back to the camera, is setting up a drug deal gone wrong.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of some for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so Yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to go. I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I got to go. Later.
Messages from Mr. Khan. This is Eric. I got off the phone with you just a little while ago. You would not let me get a word in edgewise. I do not know what's going down with our plan. Please give me a call back.
That's great.
He's not clear on it.
Sounds to me like Cucamonga Heat 2 has got to be coming now.
I have ants crawling all over our equipment here. What the hell's going on here? There's ants everywhere.
Seriously?
Crawling all over the bugs. Are they pie ants? No, they're just regular ants. Look at that. We're being invaded.
Aww.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7. K-Rock U, destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2008 is Muse in South Africa. Had a K-Rock listener who streams us each day at K-Rock.com sent us some photos. He lives in Cape Town. Sent us some pictures of Cape Town. I don't know if you saw those or not yet, Kevin.
It
looks like a beautiful place. Wow. Great phone call we'll be making Friday morning. Everybody who qualifies this week wins the Muse CD catalog, and then we call you Friday and send you to freaking Africa. So get ready. Your chance to qualify coming up on K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday morning.
With the amount of food you eat over there, Kevin, and what drops out of your mouth, I'm surprised you don't have wolverines looking for scraps. And anteaters and marmosets and other sort of wildlife.
They're all outside the front door.
Looking for some grub underneath your chair there, because you're constantly eating over there.
Doesn't Kevin only eat food squirrels would eat now? Isn't that his new diet now? He's just living
nuts.
On nuts and berries.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if squirrels drive through McDonald's, then yes, that's what he eats.
I'm a health buff. That's true.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the showbiz news, shall we? But before I do, I'd like to give away some passes to the K-Rock screening of Jumper. It is the K-Rock advanced screening of this feature film. You get to see it before anybody else. Looks pretty good, too. Hayden Christensen, Rachel Bilson, Samuel L. Jackson. Hayden plays a dude who can just go wherever he wants, just teleport himself anywhere in the world. And Samuel Jackson plays a grumpy black guy who wants him to stop.
Who chases him and tries to kill him, if I'm not mistaken.
He keeps shooting like jumper cables at him or something, try to keep him from jumping. I think that's where the name comes from, Jumper.
Yeah. Jumper cables?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's Tuesday, February the 12th at Grauman's Chinese Theater at the beautiful Hollywood and Highland Complex. If you'd like to go, be caller 12 right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you're caller 12, you get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of
Jumper. Anywhere is possible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Lindsay Lohan, she seems to have jumped from rehab to the bottle.
Oh.
Word is that she's been going to some late-night, after-hour mansion parties. These are parties that are held up in the Hollywood Hills. They're private, invitation-only. They move around from mansion to mansion. Sometimes they just rent out these mansions and have them there, and you have to know somebody to get an invite. This keeps the pesky paparazzi and press away from watching her every move. However, one insider decided to spill his guts to gossip columnist Janet Charlton. He said that he saw Lindsay and a buddy at one of these get-togethers around 10 days ago, and they were both snorting a white powder off of a key.
What's up with that?
Of course, we have no way of knowing what that white powder is, so let's not jump to any conclusions, people.
Because it could be...
Let's say...
Mm-hmm.
Alka-Seltzer ground up with a mortar and pestle.
Sure. Could be that.
Could be that.
That's an option.
Robert Redford is disenchanted with his Sundance Film Festival. He says it's become too commercial, too over the top. It has lost the essence of what it was, which was an opportunity for young filmmakers to produce good work and have it seen. Now it's become a photo op, he claims.
It's true.
There are rumors of actual canceling future festivals because he's so unhappy. However, he said, as of yet, they have not made that decision. The rumors are untrue. But he was asked if he was annoyed that Paris Hilton was front and center at the festivities at Park City, Utah this year, and he responded by saying, well, there's nothing we can say about who attends.
It is a real American city that anyone can go to, I guess.
Yeah. F you, you effing bitch.
You can add Kimora Lee Simmons to the list of celebrity Scientologists.
Hey!
Oh, no.
She's sources, got dope. Sources say that the baby fat designer has been distributing pamphlets promoting L. Ron Hubbard's religion to the 12 to 18-year-old women who are buying her clothing.
What's up with that?
She redesigned the cover of the booklet called Ways to Happiness to match the style of her clothing, but apparently inside it's all Scientology.
Ah, didn't know that.
Shouldn't be promoting stuff to people buying your clothing. Sneaking it in.
Yeah.
Putting the pockets of their jeans when they buy it.
Aren't you lucky that they're buying your clothing?
Exactly.
Hey, Scientology doesn't seem to have any better track record with marriages staying together than non-Scientologists, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Why don't you Tom Cruise?
How about if you work on your own thing?
I was just thinking, I mean, for all the tools that they provide to help you in life, they certainly can't solve that problem.
She's a tool.
Call them tools. Lisa, new Broadway news.
Tell me.
Don't tell her.
Tell me.
Daily Variety says that the Gypsy Kings are working on the music for a new musical about Zorro.
Yeah,
that could be good.
Zorro the musical.
Could be good.
Zorro.
The legendary swordsman of the Southwest. By the way, that used to be my media tag until a few years ago. Apparently, it is... It's going to be a big production musical, and the Gypsy Kings are writing the music.
That's cool. They've been good movies. They've made quite a few good movies.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
What if Antonio Banderas was starring on Broadway?
What do you bet he does it?
It's starting out in the West End in England.
Uh-huh.
That's where they debut a lot of musicals, and I'm sure it'll hit the States here soon if it doesn't suck.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
So you got that to look forward to, Lisa.
I am excited.
A little something for you. Jessica Alba
right there.
Has been named the sexiest woman of 2007, according to FHM magazine. However, she tells moviehole.net.
Oh, my God.
What?
Excuse me?
Moviehole.net.
Really?
Balls.
That she would like her baby, she's a mommy-to-be, to be a nerd. She doesn't want the baby to be sexy and attractive.
Okay.
Because no one wants their baby to be sexy and attractive.
She feels smarter, less cool kids tend to be much more dynamic and more successful in life.
Okay.
Which she may have a point, because it does seem like the nerds run the world after they grow up.
Right.
You know, in high school, they're not that popular, but after the fact, it seems like they pretty much they get into the passing lane of all the cool, sort of good-looking kids in high school, most of which end up leaving their best years behind in high school.
But does it really matter what she wants as far as looks?
You can really concentrate really hard.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can shape their face in the womb.
Come on, ugly. Come on, ugly.
Ralph, how do you explain what box office poison she is? Is she a terrible actress, or does she just pick terrible movies, or both?
Yes.
Both.
All. Yeah. Yes, okay.
Yeah, all of the above.
Hot. Not a good actress.
Absolutely. Look, you got to cast her right.
Yeah.
Sin City, perfect casting.
Stripper.
Stripper outfit, cowboy, chaps, guns, lasso, writhing. Boom.
No dialogue. X-Men, too, right?
I don't remember her being in the X-Men.
It was Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Oh, Fantastic Four. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, Fantastic
Four.
She was
horrible in Fantastic Four.
She was. Okay.
She was a good enough actress to be in a comic book movie. That's not a good thing. They had her playing a scientist, especially in the first one. She was just not good. We are confused by what has happened to us, too. But as scientists, we will go into the laboratory and find out the answers.
For your consideration.
Not since Denise Richards played Christmas Jones, nuclear physicist, have I seen such a performance by a woman as a scientist. And congratulations to our buddy Will Ferrell. He's just signed up for another movie. Remember Land of the Lost?
Yes. Yes.
They're doing a live-action feature film version of Land of the Lost.
What is that?
Land of the Lost.
I remember. It reminded me.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition for the greatest earthquake ever known.
Kevin.
Okay, high on the rapids aboard
their tiny
raft. Are
you
listening
to this?
They plunge them down the valley deep below to the land.
I don't think we need the whole song.
Of the lost.
Dave the King of Mexico and I've never seen this before.
Of the lost.
Just came into the studio and was jumping up and down.
Listen to me.
Sleestack.
There's a portal in time, and they're in the current age, but they're at the park playing frisbee, and he throws the frisbee into the portal, and someone goes to go catch it. Boom, next thing you know, you're in dinosaur land.
What was that?
Are you guys listening to yourselves?
And Chaka?
Hurry! What is it, Chaka?
Man, this is f***ing weak.
And Dopey the Brontosaurus?
Dopey.
And then Grumpy, the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Sleepy?
No, Grumpy was the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Really?
They used to run away from him. And they were avoiding the Sleestack.
Sometimes I feel like I'm missing out, and then other times I'm glad that somehow I'm not involved with that.
Yeah. Will will star along with Anna Friel from Pushing Daisies. Sid and Marty Croft, who produced the original series, are back again to produce this, and it's going into production. I cannot wait! It's so funny, because Will Ferrell played a character in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Called, he was a U.S. Marshal, and his name was Marshal Will and Holly.
Okay.
And the characters in Land of the Lost, their names are Marshal, Will, and Holly. And Kevin Smith created a character called Marshal, Will, and Holly. See? You get it?
Are we still talking about Land of the Lost?
All come back. People, you know you love Land of the Lost.
Let's just sit quietly and consider how ridiculous that statement was.
People, you know Land of the Lost rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Balls.
Kevin and Bean don't get it. So just inundate them with emails telling them how dumb they are for not loving Land of the Lost.
Don't need it.
Just flood Kevin at krock.com, Bean at krock.com.
I like Will Ferrell, so I'll go see it because of him.
School them. Thank you.
Hey, I didn't say a word. I didn't say anything. You know, don't drag me down.
Your silence spoke volumes.
Well, no one is surprised that I never saw it.
Yeah, of course.
That's the Sleestak.
What's the Sleestak sound like?
Okay.
They're like big lizard people.
You know we're still
don't
on the air, right?
Don't get near the pylons. Get near the pylons. That's all I'm telling you. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bobby Brown. He's 39.
Yes, he is.
I would have put money against that.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
He works at 40, but still, he's 39. Yeah. Duff McKagan from Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 44. Laura Linney turns 44 years old. And Christopher Guest, actor, comedian, director, genius, 60 years old today. Remember he was the six-fingered man in Princess Bride?
Oh, yeah.
He was great in that.
Like that movie.
My name is Indigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, we probably don't have time now. Now it's already 10 after 7. We probably don't have time to get into this next topic.
Plenty. There's too much bandwidth, people. Not every thought you have needs to go on the internet.
Right.
People don't need to hear what you have to think. I mean, that's just general. As a matter of fact, it's time to take a look at Bean's blog.
Bean's blog, Bean's blog, Bean's blog. Bean's blog, Bean's blog, Bean's blog. Beans blog, beans blog, no one gives a fuck.
Now, do you have a problem with all blogs, Kevin,
most,
or just mine?
Yours is especially bad.
But
most are worthless.
It is, again, as I like to point out every time you pile on, that it's voluntary to look at my blog, and I do have several thousand readers who do enjoy it, and
you know
no
what
one
it's
is
like,
forced
though?
To go there.
You know what it's like, though? It's like you're driving and you see an accident, and you got to slow down and watch the badness. And that's why people go to your blog, Bean. Here's the day after the Super Bowl in a column titled The Day After, February 4th, 2008.
All right.
Today's the day after the Super Bowl, but more exciting for me is that we're one day closer to the start of the Major League Baseball season.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's true, though.
So
we're hurtling toward pitchers and catchers reporting on Valentine's Day.
It's literally the day after, and that means nothing to him. He's going to throw that aside in the first sentence and move on to something else. My beloved Seattle Mariners, blah, blah, blah. Cactus League, blah, blah, blah. Pitchers, catchers, blah, blah, blah.
A lot of people are excited, looking forward to the new season.
And then he says, and this is the kind of important information that we need, I have not made it down to Peoria, Arizona to catch a game yet. Because everyone probably reading thought, gee, I wonder if Bean has traveled to see the spring training of his baseball team.
I know, well, I was wondering.
I'm just saying the tickets went on sale this weekend for spring training, and I've never been down there to Peoria, and I probably should at some point.
Though. Okay, that's not information that you need to share, though. That's my point. Some information you need to share, some you don't. I mean,
inside info is what you're saying.
Let's
not
say, for example,
info.
That somebody reading it is a huge baseball fan and a huge Seattle. They don't need to know if you went to a spring training game or not. So Bean goes on, have not made it down to Peoria, Arizona, but my dad and I did see the M's play the Cubs in an exhibition game in Las Vegas a couple of years ago.
And that helps me out.
What are we supposed to do with that?
I don't write it so that it will help you.
Well, but how is the information that you saw an exhibition game in Vegas a couple of years ago interesting to anyone?
There should be something else to that sentence to make it interesting. And
right.
And a UFO landed in St. Giles.
Dad took a foul ball in the head. Something.
That's like me saying, I went to a movie on Saturday, period.
Yes.
That's it.
That's not interesting.
No more
information. By the way, that's all the day after the Super Bowl, just to remind you the context again.
Yeah, why didn't you write about the Super Bowl?
He goes back to it now.
Okay.
Here's one football note, though. Not about yesterday's Patriots disappointment, but a game played 20 years ago this month. A game that recently aired again on the NFL Network. My friend, Frank Murphy, wrote about this on his blog recently. And then, I kid you not, Bean goes on to quote from Frank's blog.
Oh, my God.
It's not bad enough that Frank, Bean's friend, is writing about a game 20 years ago. Bean is going to now quote Frank writing about a game 20 years ago.
And then I bet Frank is going to quote Bean, quoting Frank, writing about a game 20 years ago.
Oh, dear
God. This could go on forever.
In my defense.
Bean's blog, no one gives a fuck.
And here's the other thing, Bean, that you always misunderstand. We're not looking for clarification on any of this. We just want you to feel embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed because here's why. Because there was a reason why I brought up that game. It wasn't just some random game from 20 years ago. It's a game that that Frank and I covered. We were at the White House, actually, because it was the year that the Washington Redskins beat the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. We were at the White House, and I actually had a photo from 20 years ago of Frank and me out in front of the White House where President Reagan was speaking. I thought that would be worth sharing.
Nope. You were wrong. I have to summarize a bunch because I need to just focus on one here in a second.
All right.
And I'm going to try and do them in Bean's voice, okay? What about the Google Trends and Groundhog Day? I'd like to write a couple of pages about that. Who's searching for Groundhog's Day?
I thought that was interesting.
Godzilla update. After three nights sleeping apart, we put Sophie and Zilla in their stall in the barn and told them to work it out.
My pigs were having a little bit of a fight.
Bean's blog, no one gives a fuck.
Wait, why are yawns contagious?
Now, that's a great question, by the way. That's something we ought to be discussing here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't need clarification. Don't need it.
But why are yawns contagious? That's what that article is about.
We understand that.
I don't know. They always have been.
They always have been. But why? How does it work, though?
Bean's blog, no one gives a fuck.
Okay, did you get to the answer in your blog?
I didn't get to it. I know that.
Nobody knows.
Then why ask the question?
Because I thought somebody may
have
a theory.
Good point.
I thought somebody might
How much fun did I have eating dinner by myself at Denny's the other day at 4:30 in the afternoon?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yep.
That's just sad.
God damn it.
You are turning something sad, trying to make it into something good.
In a rare strongly worded letter on the site, which is named Strongly Worded Letter, he writes to a news talk radio station about their traffic reports. Why do traffic reporters use the word roadway? Okay. Now, I had to fast forward through all that because this one deserves some special attention.
There's more? There can't be more.
February 2nd, 2008, this would be the day.
Sorry, we're out of time.
This would be the day before the Super Bowl.
Yes.
February 2nd. Okay. Dear Bean, the letter begins. I have an important postal question. And after receiving conflicting information from various divisions of the post office, I decided I would ask the one person who is sure to know and will also care. Let me give you a brief history of my situation.
Okay, this isn't me writing now. This is reader mail. This is an email that I received that I'm now sharing with my blog readers.
But this is you printing it on your blog, correct?
True, yes.
Okay. During filming of UA Film's recent feature, Ray Bradbury's Chrysalis, in the El Yunque rainforest in Puerto Rico, three snails climbed into the Panasonic camera bag and managed to live for 2 weeks in our edit bay until we discovered them back home. Okay, so the letter is starting out with a guy saying he was in Puerto Rico and three snails got into his luggage when he came back.
Okay.
Where could he possibly go with this, you would think? We nursed them back to health with lettuce, mushrooms, and bottled water. And now they are living in a miserable plastic storage container. By the way, the answer that I would give him is salt.
Oh.
That's it. I just say,
you don't.
Just salt.
There's no reason just to kill the little guys.
He nursed them back to health.
Okay.
The snails.
Okay.
The three snails.
I gotcha.
Okay. I feel bad for these little guys, and I desperately want to send them home.
Are you kidding?
However, I do not feel comfortable smuggling them back and do not have the resources to send them via a private flight. I would like to get them back to the El Yunque rainforest before they become too dependent on me and forget how to forage and ooze on their own.
Oh, this is a joke.
No.
These are my people, though.
Over the past week, and this is why our government and public groups get nothing done because of this guy. Over the past week, I've managed to pull together a campaign to get them back to the Puerto Rican rainforest safely. Three snails. And I've enlisted the help of PETA, the U.S. Department of Forestry and Fish and Wildlife.
Shut up.
El Yunque biologists and Puerto Rican local government involvement. This guy has contacted all those people to try and get a coalition of the willing together to transport three snails back to Puerto Rico.
Why not the United Nations? How did they leave that out?
I am told it is imperative that the snails are returned to the general location they originated from. And we definitely have the connections on the receiving end to ensure they are placed properly. Also, since the story has become somewhat of an interest in local and national press, we will be posting updates in the discussion forum of the movie to see the updates on the gastropods as the process unfolds. Thank you again, Bean, for your compassion and assistance. Kindest regards, Kana.
What did he want from you, Bean?
Information on how to get these three snails back to Puerto Rico.
She was trying to figure out a way to get them there without having to send them through FedEx or something like that, where they'd probably die in transit. She was looking for a safe way to transport the snails back.
How that's what she was much energy can any one person put into three snails? Well, they're snails.
Everyone has a different line below which they do
right?
not care.
And everyone's hers is line. Apparently, everyone's line is above snails.
Not hers, apparently. And I was just happy to throw it out there. And some readers had some suggestions about courier services and other ways that they could.
Bean didn't know, so he said, "Please discuss." And then apparently, I didn't have time because I was too mad already. People sent letters with answers on how the guy could send the snails back to Puerto Rico.
Oh.
I mean, I'd say if you care a lot about the snails and you realize that they're not in Puerto Rico, you know, you take them out to the woods or something. I mean, that's it. That's the most you can care.
How about a zoo? A local zoo?
Yeah.
They're snails.
How about just putting them in something with dirt and leaves to
eat? This person contacted all PETA and the U.S. Department of Forestry and biologists from the forest and the local government. Doesn't this person think they have anything better to do with their time?
I was just trying to help. That's all I was trying to do, is just get the word out
help,
there.
Help! But
it's insane.
You know that they're snails, right? Didn't it strike you even as, wow, this person seems to care a lot about these snails?
I did think that. It did seem like an extraordinary effort. The first thing I would have thought is a zoo. I mean, that would have made sense to me, because they got to have a place
that's a
rainforest equivalent in a zoo. I think that's what I probably would have done. But that's not the route she was going, so I thought it's not going
to
hurt.
So you thought, you know what? I should write back to her and say, why are you wasting everyone's time? They're snails.
But I think that people who don't want to be involved won't be. And
this
people
is
that
a
do
guy.
Have ideas.
I'd like
might.
To just bring up. This is a guy who, while we were doing a calendar signing,
yes,
and a mom was telling us about her sick kid, Bean said, "Just let him die."
Good point.
Okay, three snails, Puerto Rico. Let's get behind the effort.
Let's see what we can find.
That kid had already had like three heart surgeries. That kid
you
was...
are stupid.
What are you saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Beans blog, beans blog, no one gives a fuck.
We're giving away tickets every day this week in the 7 o'clock hour for the Grammys. And this time we're going to do it with...
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Good morning, Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Kevin and B.
Now, this Grammy telecast, which airs CBS Sunday night, is going to be held at Staples Center, is a big one because it's the Grammy's 50th anniversary. Right, Mr. Announcer Man?
Right!
So how do they play the game? What are we going to be playing backwards here?
It's just that simple. We'll be playing for you K-Rock artists who are nominated for various Grammy Awards. You just need to identify that artist, and you go into the drawing for tickets. Oops, okay. I almost forgot. They'll all be backwards.
Well, let me give you a hint this time. We're going to give you the category. How about that?
That helps.
All right, who do we have, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up, we have Ryan. He's from Studio City.
Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Ralph and Lisa May.
Hi, Ryan.
Ready for the hardest game in the world?
Ralph isn't here. I don't even know why you would suggest that Ralph is here, but Mr. Announcer Man is standing by.
Okay,
definitely,
good.
Yeah. Nice to
meet you. All right, so listen up. The category is Album of the Year. What K-Rock band is this backwards?
Sir-da-foof.
One more time. You get to hear him twice.
Sir-da-foof.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Nicely done.
Right, Ryan!
Not that hard of a game, apparently.
It's the semi-hardest game in the world.
Hold on for the drawing. Who do we have next?
Next up is Andy. He's from Norwalk.
Andy, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Andy. Listen up. What K-Rock artist are you about to hear the name of backwards that is nominated for this year's Song of the Year? Listen up.
Z-E-L-N-E-L.
One more time.
Z-E-L-N-E-L.
Paramore?
Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
It was a tough one, though.
Nominated for Song of the Year for, of course, the song Hey There, Delilah. So not so much for you, but thanks for calling anyway. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Let's talk to Tiffany!
Tiffany, good morning.
Morning.
You ready for your artist?
I think so.
All right, good luck. The category is Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals. Weird category. What K-Rock band is this?
Oh, wait. Hang on 1 second. Sorry, screwing things up. Hold on.
Bean doesn't want to go in order.
Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, here we go.
Spouch. Yeah,
wub. One more time.
Spouch. Yeah, wub.
The White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
Nicely done.
Nice. Well done, Tiffany.
All right, you hold on. You're in the drawing.
Let's talk to Philip. He's from Hollywood.
Philip, good morning.
Morning.
All right, good luck to get into the drawing to win the Grammy tickets for Sunday, live and in person. Best Hard Rock Performance is this K-Rock band backwards. Listen up.
One more time.
I don't know, Linkin Park.
Oh, dear God.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. You can kind of try to listen to how many words are in the title, maybe. All right, who do we have, Mr. Announcer Man?
Let's talk to Jennifer. She's a recruiter. Well, sign me up.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Listen up. This is a great category, the Best Alternative Music Album, one of the newer categories at the Grammys. The Best Alternative Music Album, this K-Rock band is nominated. Here they are backwards.
God, I have no idea.
Mr. Announcer Man, is this game simple? Or
it's the hardest game in the world!
All right, one more time. Here you go.
Hurry off.
Okay.
I have no idea. I can't even guess. I'm so
sorry. Arcade Fire.
Aww. Arcade Fire.
Yeah. Oh, Arcade Fire for their awesome second album, Neon Bible. Nice try, though. Or not really, I guess, if you didn't even take a guess. All right, I think we have time for one more, Mr. Announcer Man.
How about Sarah? She lives in a bottle of beer.
No, she's from Corona.
That's what I said.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sarah, listen up. The Grammy category this time is Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance. Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance, and it's this K-Rock artist backwards.
Back?
Yes!
Nicely
Way
done.
Way to go, Sarah!
How about that? That was impressive. I thought Kevin just burped. I didn't know what happened there.
All right, so we have Ryan, we have Tiffany, and we have Sarah.
Yep.
Yep. I got to mix a little here.
Yep.
All right, and the winner is... It's Sarah from Corona.
Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sarah from Corona is an 8th grade teacher, and she's going to the Grammys.
And thank you for playing. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you.
Kevin has more... Whoa. Oh.
Hey, Kevin Bean, you know who it is?
Hey, Mole. Sounds like Mole.
It's Mole.
What's going on, dude?
What did you do to my nephew?
Yeah, that's later.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Mole.
What are you guys doing? Happy Super Bowl Tuesday.
Woo! Super Tuesday.
Super Bowl Tuesday, yeah. Are you guys ready for the game?
Well, no.
The Super Bowl was this past Sunday, 2 days ago.
What?
Super Bowl was this past Sunday.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with all these buffalo wings?
they call this Super Tuesday because there are so many delegates up for grabs for
who
are voting. Well, nobody's playing. It's an election. It's people running to be president.
That's stupid. Oh, who's that black guy?
Barack Obama, the senator from Illinois. Yes, he's one of the candidates.
It's not Tony Dungy, right?
No, he's a football coach.
You see why I got confused, right?
No.
No, they don't look anything alike, Mole.
A black president?
What is wrong with you?
Didn't we learn anything from President David Palmer and his little brother Wayne Palmer on 24?
Well, that was on 24. That was just a TV show.
Could you imagine how drunk Jack Bauer's going to be if we get a black president?
He's going to have a lot of really bad days, I bet. I'll tell you that. You're right about that, Mo.
Before we upload the specs to his PDA. And who's the other one, the lady?
Hillary Clinton, senator from New York, right.
God, that is so hot.
What?
No.
Oh, come on, man. A lady president, imagine she's making a speech like, hey, the country's awesome, and then she just rips right into Warren Cherry Pie and starts dancing on the desk.
But have you seen her? I don't think that's the woman we want doing that.
Who'd you guys vote for?
Well, we haven't voted yet. I mean, the primary opens in 15 minutes. You can't even vote yet.
Scarlett
I
Johansson
can't vote because I'm a felon.
Oh, sure.
I'm just kidding. I just say that to impress the chicks. Hey, you know where my polling place is?
I'm afraid to ask.
Back of my ass, show, man.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. You know, how is it possible that you missed the actual Super Bowl, the football game between the Patriots and the Giants, but we heard nothing but Super Bowl talk for two solid weeks? How did you get the date mixed up, Mo?
I got a buddy who works at the Equestrian Center, and Saturday he hooked us up with a couple of horse tranks, so I just got up. Yeah, I missed the Puppy Bowl. Oh, my God,
yep.
What happened?
You missed that as well.
I heard for ratings they were going to let Michael Vick take a couple snaps.
Oh,
hey,
it's wow.
Michael Vick show. What is this, Oldies 101?
Mole is mocking himself now.
I don't even know what's happened. Yeah. All right, guys, go black, lady.
Okay, it's not, never.
Good morning, Ralph Garman.
I want to thank all my fellow losties out there who are stepping up.
All your
All the
losties?
Emails and phone calls we're getting.
For Lost?
This isn't the TV show Lost you're talking about, though,
no.
Right?
No. The land of the lost, bitches.
Yeah.
You're an idiot asshole! People are giving mad love to Land of the Lost. And Omar said, one of the greatest shows ever, by the way.
Whoa.
David King of Mexico, very excited. We're all celebrating the success.
What was
that.
The story? Is it a new, they're remaking the movie?
They are making a big budget, live action feature film starring Will Ferrell and Anna Friel from Pushing
but
Daisies.
But that would be like taking Transformers or something and trying to make a movie out of it. It's just, you can't,
see
that
what
stuff
you did?
Doesn't translate
see
to
what
today.
He did there?
Now, I don't care about Land of the Lost, but I care about Will Ferrell. I love him.
Well, you'll change your opinion after you hear the opening theme song.
All right.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known.
Going down the rapids now.
They're going down the rapids.
High on the rapids, it struck their tiny raft and plunged them down 1,000 feet below.
Up?
No.
In the land of the lost. To the land.
That's the worst theme I've ever heard.
Here comes Grumpy. Here comes Grumpy.
Big Tyrannosaurus Rex. Look out, Grumpy!
They're going to update that maybe theme for the 21st century, though, right?
Greatest that, theme song ever.
That theme is in beautiful mono and cannot be understood.
Congratulations to Will Ferrell.
Gay.
Awesome. He gets a star in that movie. I got to call him up. Maybe I can make me a slee stack.
That's clearly gay.
You know Bill Laimbeer, basketball player?
Yeah.
He was one of
sure.
the slee stack.
Was he?
Yep.
He did the voice for slee stack?
He was in the suit. He was in the giant lizard suit.
Oh, okay. And they're the bad guys on the planet where the Losties land up?
It's not the planet.
What? I don't know.
They're in the valley. They're plunged down to the valley deep below, the land of the lost, through a time portal.
Oh,
yeah, I don't care.
Oh.
Frankly, I think, you know, it comes off a little gay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh, starting to spin real fast.
Yes, Will.
Because of gayness.
Yeah, I doubt Will's going to say that about Land of the Lost, my friends.
He's a fag.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay.
Yes.
She's in the land of a lost herself. According to insiders, she was at a Hollywood mansion party recently, which was private, invitation only. And insiders say they saw Lindsay and a buddy around 10 days ago at one of these parties snorting white powder off a key.
She's a whore, okay?
Yeah.
Snorting white powder off of a key. Why do you put it on a key? What am I missing there?
Maybe they had a very tiny baby that they were also changing its diaper, and they had to powder it. So they used a key.
Could be.
could happen.
Who am I to say?
By the way, in this month's Bizarre magazine, Lindsay Lohan has an interview, and she said, when I look over the last year compared to this year, I think, what was I thinking? Well, whatever you were thinking then, apparently you're thinking it again.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
Speaking of which, Amy Winehouse has temporarily left rehab in London.
Oh, good. Good.
To meet with officials at the American Embassy, she's trying to get her visa paperwork completed so she can come to the Grammy Awards this Sunday here in Los Angeles. Amy's been in rehab since January 24th when there was a video of her going around, her smoking a crack pipe. She thought maybe it was time to get into rehab, but apparently she's all good now. She can come to L.A.
It's like a full week and a half.
Look,
what do you need?
You can't kick it in a week and a half.
Right.
You're just weak.
That isn't good for you.
And we're getting more and more reports about how nice Nicole Richie is. Who'd have guessed?
I know.
No kidding.
It's amazing.
She's on the list of one of the best tippers. Waiters and waitresses say that she's always friendly to the staff and really tips and is a pleasure to wait on. Now stories coming out of Cedars-Sinai Hospital. The nurses in the baby unit there say that she was the perfect patient. She made them laugh, according to nurses there at Cedars. Even bought the other new moms in the ward gifts to celebrate the births of their new babies.
Wow.
Okay. However, nurses there don't have similar things to say about Christina Aguilera.
Uh-oh.
According to one nurse, they were happy to see her go. So, Nicole won, Xtino zero.
A little divalicious was Christina, it sounds like.
That's what they're saying. And, of course, big, big show, Fox. See the numbers it did after the Super Bowl?
Oh, for House?
Yeah.
No. Huge.
Did you see House after the Super Bowl,
no,
by the way?
What
a great episode
taped
it was. What a great episode. It's going to be re-airing this Friday, apparently.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
In case anyone missed it. But 29 million viewers saw House after the Super Bowl.
Wow. Wow.
Makes it the second most watched show ever on Fox.
No kidding.
Scripted show. Not, of course, American Idol numbers, but scripted
right.
show.
How about that?
The first was the X-Files that came on after the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So congratulations to everyone over there. You know, it's one of my favorite shows.
I was, I guess I wasn't surprised because we all knew this was going to be a highly watched Super Bowl because of the intrigue of the Patriots going for the perfect season. But the most watched Super Bowl ever and the second most watched television program in U.S. history was this past Sunday. Isn't that unbelievable? Very few things that can bring that many people together anymore around a TV set.
Tom Brady and Randy Moss, by the way, said, we're not going to do the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, we're not going.
Oh.
Because they don't want to be interviewed about the collapse.
They were planning on going up until the loss.
Yep. We're not going.
You babies.
We're hurt. We have injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, your pride's hurt. That's about it.
That makes
you
it
pussies.
All the more sweet.
Oh, God, I hate them.
Hey, Brady couldn't even stick around at the end of the game, remember?
That's true. He was in the tunnel. I'd like to give away some tickets right now to a special K-Rock advanced screening of a little movie called Jumper that I've been looking forward to. It stars Hayden Christensen and... Rachel Bilson.
Oh.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Looks real good. If I could jump anywhere, you know where I'd jump? Boop. That's where I'd jump.
Where's that?
Boop.
Where's that?
I think we all know.
Boop. That's where I'd be jumping.
Yep.
Samuel L. Jackson also co-stars. You get a chance to see it before anybody else. Jumper is Tuesday, February the 12th. Is the K-Rock Advanced Screening at Grauman's Chinese Theater at beautiful Hollywood and Highland Complex. If you'd like to attend, be caller 10 right now. 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 10 gets a pair of passes to the very special K-Rock Advanced Screening of Jumper, as they say in Sweden. Today's celebrity birthday is Bobby Brown. It's his prerogative to have a birthday, I guess, isn't it?
Yes, it is. How do you do it?
It's a gift. He is 39 years old today. Duff McKagan from Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 44 years old today. Laura Linney turns 44. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh,
yeah. Sound familiar to you?
Oh,
very talented actress. Got her big break, I guess, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's been in a bunch of films since. She is 46 years old today. Did you ever see the Hudsucker Proxy?
I don't think so.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
She's so funny in that. 46 years old today. And Christopher Guest, one of my favorites. Actor, comedian, director. Spinal Tap, of course, Best in Show, The Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration. What else?
All great movies to rent.
All I got.
If you haven't seen them.
There's another big one, Renaissance. Another big one.
Waiting for Guffman.
Oh,
waiting for Guffman.
Maybe the best of them all. He is 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All I know is that Ralph was talking in the showbiz report yesterday about trouble in the home of Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
And I always hate to see trouble with those kids because I want Portia to be happy at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Ellen is ticked off because Portia is spending all of her time playing Guitar Hero And
it's addicting, man. It's really, you can't get past Tom Morello, and it pisses you off because you got to get past him.
Apparently, that game and others have become an epidemic in this country to the point where more and more we are seeing stories about people losing jobs. We're seeing stories about people whose relationships break up because they just get addicted to these video games. And there are sometimes negative consequences because you only, let's face it, no matter who you are, you only got so many hours in the day. You spend nine of them playing Guitar Hero, something else is going to suffer.
We know there are a lot of people who love video games. We're going to take calls from people who video games have destroyed your life.
Okay.
Not love. Like, we have a friend, Smiley, who took a day off. I wonder if I should say this. when Call of Duty came out, and he just wanted a full day to be able to explore the game. That's not bad. Anybody can take a day off.
Yeah, you can slide by on that.
But when you get trouble, we were talking about this after the show yesterday, and our assistant producer, Alex, told us about her friend, Adriana, who's on the phone. Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning.
You did not hide your husband's Xbox. You did not do that. Oh,
I did too.
How dare you?
What was going on?
We were getting ready to go to a Super Bowl party, and it was my sister's Super Bowl party, and we were running late, and I was supposed to be there early to help her set up, but I couldn't get my husband off the Xbox. So when he finally got into the shower to get ready, I hit it.
So what would happen, I don't know how your relationship is set up, but what would happen if you said, honey, we really don't have time for you to play Xbox right now because we got to go?
He would ignore me.
Then you did the right thing.
And then what's the next step? Is the next step like stepping in front of the TV set for just 3 seconds and then trying to get his attention?
No, I do that, and I turn the TV off, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't like it. What game is
his head?
What game was he playing?
Call of Duty 4.
Call of Duty 4.
There
you go.
Wow, there you go.
That's
again.
A game.
Now, has this been a recurring problem for a long time in your household?
Well, yeah. He's an animator. He animates video games, so it's like...
Well, wait a minute. That's his job then, Adriana.
Well, he doesn't have to bring work home.
Yes, he does, if he's going to be good.
He gets to do it at work.
How long did you hide the Xbox for?
It's been since Sunday.
You haven't shown it to him yet?
No.
Oh,
how about that?
What a whore.
But guess what?
What?
No, totally not a whore. He came home early from work last night, and he made me dinner.
No kidding. That's just because he wants his Xbox.
Hey,
honey, here's dinner. Where's my Xbox?
Exactly. All right. Well, good luck with that, I guess.
How long do you plan on keeping it from your man?
I don't know. It depends.
He's going to buy how often he makes you dinner, right?
You know he's just going to
buy how often he makes me dinner, and if we can come up with a compromise.
You know he's just going to buy another one, right?
My brother already threatened me to buy him another one.
Yeah. Well, your brother's doing the right
online.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his partner playing online?
Yeah, they play online, and then my husband also plays with his twin online, so...
Wow, why do you hate people?
Me?
Yeah.
I totally don't hate people. My husband's my best friend. I just think it's kind of funny.
It's funny, okay.
That he's so upset about it.
It's funny now, but it's going to sound a lot different in the divorce transcripts.
In the court. Your Honor, she hid my Xbox. That's it. They'll rule for him in a second. All right, Adriana, thank you for coming on the air.
Okay, thanks.
Bye now.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Joey in West Covina real quick. He's on line 7. It sounds like he has been the man in Adriana's relationship. He knows exactly what that conversation was all about. Joey, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, what's up, Lisa May?
Hey.
What happened? That story sounded eerily familiar to you, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, it was horrible. Like, I'd get home from work, and I'd just jump on the box and just play all day until about 9.
Now, is
so.
Jump on the box a euphemism?
Because your wife should have been happy with that.
Seriously.
The Xbox,
well,
okay.
She was just, she just got tired of it, Like, she would, play video games with me and stuff, but I guess the graphics were too much for her, and she'd get all dizzy and stuff, and she's like, oh, I can't play no more.
Right.
So I was like, I just ignored her, and I just started playing again,
Sure.
And? Yeah, so eventually she just broke up with me. She's like, you can't take it anymore. You spend too much time on the Xbox.
She left you because you spend too much time on the Xbox.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't sound all that broken up about it. It sounds to me like you think you made the right choice.
Well, you got to get on those world leaderboards. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I do.
I'm down with
what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like she made the right call. Thank you, Joey. We'll take your calls 1-800-520-1067 next.
First, though, we're talking about video games ruined your life at 1-800-520-1067. We've seen a bunch of stories, people we know and people we just read about whose lives are falling apart. They're losing jobs, relationships, and everything just because they can't put down the joystick. And no, Mike, that's not a euphemism. So we're taking your calls right now. Why don't we start with Eric in Roland Heights? He's on line 6. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on Eric on K-Rock. Eric, video games ruined your life. What happened?
What's up, guys? What's going on, Lisa May?
Hey there, Eric.
Was it Call of Duty 4 like everybody else?
No, Call. I actually, that was my game. That was actually a pretty cool game.
Okay.
But my story is this. A few years back, I actually lost this girl that we knew each other since sophomore year. We actually finally got together. And we moved to somewhere else, and I was busting 85 hours a week, and she met a guy through World of Warcraft.
Oh! So this different way to have video games ruin your life.
I didn't think about this. I thought you played too much. She got mad, but she met somebody else. You lose.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Eric.
But, yeah, it's that kind of inspired me to date a bunch of girls, and, yeah, I hope good thing I didn't gain any STDs or anything.
Dave, the King of Mexico, puts up a note. By the way, they got three other calls exactly like this.
How about that? Yeah. Hey, is she still together with the Warcraft guy?
You know, I have never talked to him ever since we split up, and I just know
okay.
That...
Okay. I'm just going to guess the answer to that is no. I mean, come on. Seriously. How much quality can that guy be?
You meet people through internet.
Yeah, but...
You know, but you never think about video games.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Nikki, who is calling from Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Nikki.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Nikki.
Video games.
Hi.
Ruin your life. How?
Well, see, my 6-year-old daughter and I will sit there and we'll be playing video games, Guitar Hero, in the morning. But I can never get her to school on time.
Because because you stop paying attention to the clock and trying to beat Tom Morello, that's your deal?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, no, I beat him. But, but in the afternoon, I can never get her on time. Ever.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're late getting her to school, and then you play 6 to 7 hours of Guitar Hero 3, and then you're late picking her up.
She only goes for like 3.5 hours.
Oh, only 3.5 hours.
Well,
okay.
Clearly not enough time for you.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, Mom of the Year. Thank you, Nikki. Bye now.
Maybe you could have Brittany adopt her or something so she'd be in better hands.
Let's go to Ryan in Lake Forest. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and me and Lisa? Good.
Hi, Ryan.
Video games?
Yeah, so I basically didn't have any friends for like 2 years because I play a computer game called Counter-Strike Source.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically all I did. My mom took my internet away at one point.
Oh.
And I got around that by getting a wireless internet.
Right.
So I just stole off my neighbors so I could play. and then she took my computer. So then, with the money I made from my job, I just went to, like, cyber cafes, you know, like the big computer places. And
right.
Stuff. And then I just played there, like, all day when I wasn't working or going to school.
Now, you laugh about it, but it sounds like maybe this is an addiction that has had some negative consequences for you.
Yeah, it definitely has. But, I mean, it's like I don't think some people understand. It's, like, a whole different, like, it's like a community inside of a game.
Right.
Like, there's a community inside of it. Like, I have friends, like... that I've been playing with for like over a year that live all around the world.
Yeah, but Ryan, if you have a really hard day, can those friends hold you? I don't think so.
Nicely said, Lisa. Thank you, Ryan, for the call.
Look, I'm all for avoiding real life. Believe me, I always think stuff on TV and on the internet is better than stuff in real life. But at some point, you gotta interact with some real people, don't
yes.
you?
Well,
when Bean
so.
Says that, by the way, when Bean's saying that.
Yeah.
I know, when that guy we're talking to is too much of a shut-in, then there's a problem with that guy.
You're in trouble. Zach in Simi Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. What happened to you?
Well, I'm trying to get myself off of the video games, so I'm down to about 5 hours a day.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
That's a manageable amount. Which is the game that kills you?
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. Yep.
Okay.
That's one of the big
Great
ones. Okay.
Wow. Were there crack in that game?
Yeah, there's a lot of crack. I work a 10-hour day, so then I go home and I just want to play.
Right.
So I'm trying to get myself off.
That's what she said.
That kind of game.
Big problem with me is I don't want to take the time out of my day to pay my bills because I'm too busy playing the game.
That's all right. Mm. I think the bill collectors understand that.
Oh, well, you know, they call and I'll be in the middle of something, so I'll hang up on them to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just call back and eventually I have to do something when I get like... 2 months late on my car or something.
You have a problem, Zach.
You know, You know, that's what everybody tells me.
No, I think you're doing the right thing.
Kevin's for you.
That's the path to success right there.
When we take homeless calls in 6 months, call us back.
Thank you for the call.
All right, we got to talk to John in Torrance, and I also want to acknowledge Mike in Westwood, who wrote in, who said that his roommate Doug had his father unable to get in touch with him because Doug plays video games all the time, let his cell phone lapse, stopped paying the bill, so they turned off his cell phone, never checked his email because he was too busy playing video games all the time. His father put a missing persons report out on Doug, Mike's roommate, because he hadn't been heard from in 3 months. Because he'd been playing nonstop video games. That's a guy who dropped off the face of the earth to his own family to play video games.
John and Torrance, good morning.
How you doing?
Very good, John. Thank you.
I have sex with a girl while playing video games.
Yes.
What?
Wait a minute.
I love you.
You play video games while having sex?
Yeah, we discovered not too long ago that we actually play better while having sex. And what we'll do is we'll change positions so both of us can see the television screen while playing.
Right. Now... So if you're having a particularly hard day playing video games and you're not doing very well, you go, honey, listen, I need sex so I can do better and beat the score.
It seems to help. It seems to help.
I don't think there you're very good in bed, John.
You met the right girl, though.
Yeah, there's someone out there for everyone, I guess.
Don't leave her.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's nice that we're ending on a positive note, though. Here's a guy that video game obsession has worked for him. It's made his life better, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
All right. There you go, people. Okay. Play video games more. If your life isn't completely ruined yet, play more. That's what we're saying here today.
A lot of people weren't surprised. I was, certainly, when I heard the news that Coach Bobby Knight was stepping down from his post coaching Texas Tech. You know, he is the winningest coach in Division I basketball, you know, Coach Knight is.
Yeah, I think he won 902 wins or something like that.
I think he's at 902, right? Won again this past weekend. But right in the middle of a season or near the end of a season, just to step down and say that's enough. He, of course, won, you know, became famous winning the national titles with Indiana in the 70s and 80s. But he is, he's done. He
became famous for throwing chairs onto the court in the middle of the game.
But, with just a few games left to go in this season, he decided he has had enough. And we thought, we got to find out what's up with that. We've had a good relationship with the coach over the years, so let's bring Bobby Knight onto the show. Good morning, Mr. Knight.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're good. How are you today, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, wow. Listen, coach, again, we have to, as much as we appreciate having you on, sir, we have to warn you that we have to be careful of the language you use due to FCC regulations, but we just wanted to get you on the horn here and find out what led to the sudden decision we were just discussing that you're stepping down from coaching college basketball.
That's right. I'm stepping down. I'm retired, so I don't give a what the FCC or any other mother out there, they can stop getting on my ass about my goddamn language
now,
and my.
Oh, wow.
Now, coach, why would you quit with 10 games to go in the season? Why not just finish it out?
Hey, why don't you mind your own goddamn business?
I'm just saying.
I'm tired, okay? Maybe I'd like to do some hunting and some fishing and pick up a nice, sweet piece of 65-year-old ass at the bingo hall now and then. Did you ever think of that?
No.
I'm an old man.
Right, but you've
been... But 40 years in, you've been coaching for 40 years, you can't wait 2 more weeks to step down?
Well, what the difference does it make? Have you seen my Texas Tech team this year?
We're not
doing anything. We're not going to go to the tournament.
I see.
What difference does it make?
Now, is it true?
Jesus Christ.
Is it true that as if you own the team, you're handing it over to your son to be the head coach?
That's right. My son, Pat, is an excellent coach. He's a little bit of a dumbass, but he's a good coach.
Now,
he'll do a good job with that team. And frankly, I don't think anybody else has the brains to run an outfit like that.
Now, does he have...
Everybody.
Does he have your people skills?
Nobody has my people skills. You know that.
Okay.
I mean, what kind of a dumbass question is that?
I was just seeing if your son's going to throw chairs and choke people, that kind of crap.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I'm saying that's
here
what...
Here we go, mother...
That's what you're...
How about we analyze your goddamn radio career?
That's what...
You have a spotless record there, huh?
I'm just saying that's what most people know you for, sir.
Most people know me for winning championships and gold medals and having the most wins in Division I basketball. Jesus Christ, I'm glad the day is here that I can retire and have everybody just kiss my
ass. Well, you know, based on this call, I think you made the right decision, Coach. I think maybe it is time you get away from talking to the media.
Well, thank you. So why don't you just have a merry day?
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Bye now. So a superstar football player in the NFL is having sex with Psycho Mike's wife right now.
Yeah.
Tell you about that.
What's he going to do about it? What can he do about it? Nothing.
Nothing. Not
you
a thing.
Point the finger at Tony Romo going on vacation. It's just, it's not right. It's not fair. He's my teammate.
We will
quarterback.
Hear that story coming up after 9, plus more chances for you to qualify for destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2008. It's Muse in South Africa. You can qualify for that next hour. And we'll also hook you up next hour, by the way, with the latest King's Tailgate Party, which is going to be hosted by our friend Stryker and his tail, and King's great Marty McSorley. So we'll give you a chance at all of that in the 9 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday morning. What's happening, Ralph?
Hey, you know that Amy Winehouse? Oh, she's a good time.
Yeah.
She just left rehab yesterday.
Huh. She's looking better and better, isn't she?
She went in on January the 24th, but she left rehab temporarily, she says, to meet with officials at an American embassy in London, hopefully to get her visa process squared away so she can come to the Grammys this weekend.
Well, that's more important than her health, isn't it?
I think so. And look, there's not going to be any temptations at Grammy parties to drink or use.
That's true. Notoriously drug-free.
The music industry's just cleaned its act up lately. There's nothing to worry about. So good luck, Amy Winehouse. Speaking of music and death, a new coroner's report claims it was a combination of over-the-counter cough syrup and sleep apnea that caused the death of rapper Pimp C.
What?
Last December 4th at L.A.'s Mondrian Hotel. His real name, Chad Butler.
Not as good as Pimp C.
Coroner says he had elevated levels of the medication, but not enough for an overdose, so it must have been a combination of the two that made a deadly combination. Mm. A prescription for death. As NBC Channel 4 News was.
Sure.
Chad Butler. It's not a rapper's name.
No.
You see why he changed it.
Do we know any songs from Pimp C? Was he on any hits I would recognize? I don't know his name.
It's hard to be a pimp in the sea.
Dave the King of Mexico says International Players Anthem.
Sure, that was a good
okay.
one.
All right.
Yeah.
Without cast.
Jenna Jameson may have quit porn, but she's not ready to stop having a good time just yet. In Touch Weekly magazine reports her next endeavor is to open up a nightclub in New York City. It'll be in the East Village, and she said it's going to be a place where everyone can let their hair down and get wild.
Well, all right now.
I find that hard to believe. I thought Jenna would open, you know, a place where you had high tea.
Sure.
And you know, little finger sandwiches.
Little sandwiches.
Made out of cucumbers.
Oh. Cucumbers, no, sir?
Finger sandwiches.
What? Oh. Come on!
What does she weigh now? Under 100?
She looks a little better now, doesn't she?
She has put on some weight.
A little.
She looks a little healthier.
Good.
Yeah.
She's way too skinny for a while.
John Mayer's a big douchebag.
Really?
It's not news, but he says in Star Magazine that he's got a crush on Paula Abdul.
Oh, my God.
How do you make that
choice? He's had a crush on her for years and wants to sing on American Idol just so he can meet her.
What?
Look, I can understand maybe you had a crush on her in 1985 during the Cold Hearted Snake video or something.
I guess.
But a lot of water's gone under that bridge, John.
A lot of craziness with it, by the way.
I used to have a crush on Julie Newmar, who played Catwoman in the old Batman series. Now that she's 76 and has trouble walking, I'm not really that eager to get over there and pay a visit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not as easy.
I think the problem is John Mayer can bang all the hot chicks he wants. He's had Jessica Simpson. He's had Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights. And I think he's just at the point where he's just bored with perfection now. It's got to be weird and aberrant for him to be interested now.
I guess so.
Ugh.
Elle McPherson's got a new boyfriend.
Oh!
The 44-year-old former supermodel is now dating Vito Schnabel. Vito is the son of director Julian Schnabel, who did the Butterfly and the
Schnabel,
Bell.
Schnabel, right?
Oh. And the Butterfly.
Sure.
And he's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 44?
She's 44. He's 21.
Dude, wow.
Cougar.
You know, occasionally the women get a chance to explore the joys of the May-December relationship, and... Look, I don't care how old you are. 21 years old, you had Elle McPherson?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, sir. Well
Nothing
done.
Nothing wrong with that.
Kamora Lee Simmons can be added to the name of...
Hey!
Can be adding her name to the list of celebrity Scientologists. Sources are telling gossip columnist Janet Charlton that she is now including pamphlets about Scientology with her clothing as the 12 to 18-year-old women buy it at her baby fat designer store.
You mean they don't know it's there? They go home, they put on the new pants, and there's a pamphlet in their pocket?
I don't think she's sewing it into the lining or anything. I think she's probably throwing it in the bag after you make your purchase. You get a little pamphlet called Ways to Happiness. It's funny that Scientology be included in a book called Ways to Happiness. She's redesigned the cover of the booklet, and apparently she's trying to spread the word. Spread the L. Ron gospel to people who buy her clothing.
I guess this is not unlike the In-N-Out people putting Bible verses on their cups as they're just trying to, you know, add a little something with your purchase.
But I'm not looking under the pants to find it. It's right there in the bag. You know, it's a little different. Here's Kevin's next vacation location. Kevin, you'll be happy to know that you can now stay at the Hard Day's Night Hotel in Liverpool, England.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's a Beatles hotel, Kevin.
Really? What a surprise.
A 110-room establishment just opened on Friday. Includes the $1,300 a night John Lennon suite. You got to move the body out of the bed, but still.
I don't think there's a body in it.
What? How dare they call it the John Lennon suite then? Apparently, the John suite has a white grand piano in it, and there's a Paul McCartney suite as well with a real suit of armor. See, because he's a knight. See what they've done there.
That's just dumb.
You can enjoy the Yellow Submarine jukebox in the lobby, Kevin.
No.
You can go to the Two of Us wedding chapel and get married.
Nope.
It's Beatle music playing constantly through the hotel.
Nope.
Come on, let's go.
Remember when Paul McCartney was on Larry King?
I do.
Where were you when John passed?
Ringo.
When John passed, I was in Sussex, in my home in Sussex. That was just the shock of all shocks, you know.
George, where were you?
George.
No, this is Ringo.
Ringo, where were you?
I was in the Bahamas.
I was getting to it when George passed.
You weren't, Larry.
Shut up, it's my turn.
I know, but you got your name wrong, Ringo. On national television.
Break.
There's only four of them and two are dead.
You got your name wrong on national television.
George, where were you?
And a lot of people think that Americans, the institution of education is troubled here in the States.
You think?
Nope. Yeah. However, it doesn't look like it's much better in Britain, which is surprising. Interesting survey found that the majority of Brits believed that Sherlock Holmes, star of stage and fiction, was a real person.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
57% of people asked that believed Sherlock Holmes was real.
Wow.
And by that, you mean they thought it was based on someone? Or
no,
they actually...
he was a dude who lived back in Victorian England solving crimes.
Wow.
Thought Sherlock Holmes was the real deal. It gets better, by the way. 47% thought the 12th century English king Richard the Lionhearted was fiction, was myth, was made up. And 23% thought World War II Prime Minister Winston Churchill was a fictional character.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
So there.
Wow.
You got bad teeth and you're not smart. So there, Brits.
They thought, why did they think somebody made up a former prime minister?
Who knows?
Maybe they thought it was just a legend, you know? There's a lot of legends in England. Maybe they're confused. There's Robin Hood and there's King Arthur. You don't know who's real over there. A lot of people are confused.
That's Queen, that's fake.
She's
but real. I mean, I guess it would be, you know, it depends on, I don't know what the age group was. You mentioned that they surveyed people.
But
you know, you talk to young people today, they don't know from President Franklin Roosevelt. I mean, to them, that could be 1,000 years ago, not 60, you know?
Survey was conducted by UK TV Gold, a British TV channel, which shows mainly soap operas and Baywatch and Dancing with the Stars and entertainment programs like that. So a lot of Brits are saying, well, sure, you're asking idiots. That's why they're watching Dance with the Stars. So take it for what it's worth.
What does a guy have to do to get remembered a few years? I mean, come on. If you're Winston Churchill, they've already forgotten you.
I'm telling you, I think the problem is over there, they got a lot of legends that stuff crosses over. Like King Arthur. You think a guy called King Arthur in England would be a real actual king? Not a king.
That'd be a reasonable assumption,
made it up.
Yes.
Totally a myth.
Yeah.
So how do you know what to believe over there? Robin Hood, real, not real? There's a lot of problems over
queen,
there.
Queen, fake.
No, the queen is real.
Real.
Prince Charles, he's fake.
Prince Charles is fake, by
those ears can't
it's
be
cartoon.
Real. Before I get to celebrity birthdays, I got some tickets to give away to the special K-Rock advance screening of Jumper. This looks good. It's a new movie starring Hayden Christensen and Jessica Biel and Elvis.
No.
And Natalie
Samuel
Wood.
Samuel Jackson.
Nope.
Samuel Jackson and Rachel Bilson. That's what I'm looking for. She is in this film, looks dynamic. It's Tuesday, February the 12th at Grauman's Chinese Theater, Hollywood and Highland. You get to see it for anybody else if you go to the K-Rock Advanced Screening. I've got two pairs of tickets to give away right now.
Two pair.
Cooler or caller. Well, four and five, let's say. 1-800-520-1067. Callers four and five at that number, and you get a pair of tickets to the Advanced Screening of Jumper. Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Guest, actor, comedian, director.
Yes.
One of my favorites, 60 years old today. Laura Linney, very talented actress.
Let me jump in. K-Rock listener Fred would like a discussion on whether I have dropped the ball this morning by not awarding Miss Linney a bell when her name was wrong. I say attractive.
Yes.
Very talented.
Yes.
I don't think she qualifies for the hotness bell.
No.
That's my feeling. What about you guys?
No.
I would agree.
I think there was a time she could have been bell worthy, but that time has since passed.
Yeah. Okay. It's not now.
Nothing She's wrong with her. We're not saying that.
No, but
right?
That was never what she was about.
No.
Okay.
Doing the right thing.
44 years old today. Duff McKagan from Velvet Revolver
and
Guns N' Roses is 44 as well. And Bobby Brown.
Makeup artist.
Singer? No, not makeup artist. And not the girl who starred in the DeWarrant Cherry Pie video either. Here's the thing. Bobby Brown used to be a smoking hot model. There was a girl named Bobby Brown who was in the Cherry Pie video, Warrant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where my mind goes. Psycho Mike.
Of course.
Goes to the makeup.
Of course.
Bobby Brown.
Of course.
Now, hold on. Let's remember my wife, makeup artist, and big shopper at Bobby Brown.
I got a wife as well, big shopper as well, loves the makeup as well. Me still thinking heterosexually.
Sorry.
Next. What's your other piece of evidence?
He's out. That's it.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown's 33 years old today. I'm 39, rather. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I suspect because today is Super Tuesday that people may take advantage of the opportunity to get on the air, maybe to pimp out their proposition or their candidate, too, because people are going to the polls right now.
I sure hope not. That would be very boring.
You know, F the Indians is the official policy of the Kevin Beach Show. We don't really make a lot of suggestions to you, the voters, but F the Indians is what I think we can all agree on. This Super Tuesday that's happening not only in California, but in something like 24 states around the country is a big deal, of course, you know, for some of the candidates. I mean, we're likely to lose guys like Huckabee, for instance, probably won't hear much, you know, after today. But no one's more excited about the campaign than Paul Moyer over there at Channel 4.
Oh, of course.
I was watching him in the 5 o'clock newscast. He's on with Colleen yesterday, and I just Psycho Mike, do me a favor. As I play back the tape from Paul Moyer, and this is completely unedited. This is about a minute from yesterday's newscast in a row as it was broadcast on Channel 4. As you hear Paul come up with each new way to describe how important and significant the vote is today, I just want you to give me a little ding, okay?
No sweat.
All right, here's Paul from yesterday, and you'll see how excited he is about the election.
Good evening once again. I'm Colleen Morgan.
And I'm Paul Moyer. Here we go. It's almost there. We begin at 5:30 now on Channel 4 with the final hours of the Super Duper Tuesday campaign. For political insight on the big day tomorrow, we turn to our political analyst, Sherry Bebich. Jeffy, you know, we said it's the biggest primary day in American history.
It is.
We're getting a little nervous up here. I mean, this is going to be
this
a
is big time
day.
Stuff.
This is big time stuff. This is major leagues.
You bet.
This is the big day.
This is the closest we've ever come to a national primary.
It's the big show.
It's going to be juggling swords, well, shall we say?
No, not swords, please. How about just balls?
Just plain at us.
Are you kidding me?
That's exactly how it aired on Channel 4. Yeah, Paul may be too excited over having a chance to vote today. My favorite part is
balls.
Yeah, just any time you get your news anchor saying that.
You going to vote?
We are going to get. I'm sorry, what?
You going to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote F the Indians. That's my vote. 93, 94, 95, 96. Let's take all their money again.
Sure.
I'm down.
And the candidates for the presidency? You're going to pick your candidate?
Probably.
Probably.
Why?
He's
going
to vote.
Well, I just like to encourage everyone. This Super Tuesday, I like to encourage everyone to get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege.
What about me, though?
Not so much yet.
Yeah,
that's an excellent question.
But before you do it, I'd also like to encourage people to try to learn a little something about the issues and the candidates before you just go in there and just start randomly ticking off boxes. So if you have a chance, please go today to funnyordie.com, as I've done, to get the insight of the porn stars at the AVNs this year.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
They went there with a documentary crew to get all of the input, all the political choices of the porn stars, to see who they were voting for, what they thought about the issues.
Excellent.
And I don't have time to play it all for you, but you get insight that you don't get anywhere else, much like this young lady.
I don't even know who's up for election. Isn't there a mixed white-black guy?
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Oh, okay. Well, where's he from? He's not American.
Oh my God!
This way, you can be a informed electorate, as we like to say in America, and you get out there and really know who you're voting
for. See, I thought he was American. That shows you what little
I
know.
See, Kevin, that's what I'm saying. You have to do your research. Don't go in there and just start randomly checking off boxes.
That's Will Ferrell's site. That's very funny. Funnyordie.
Yes. .com.
Time to take your phone.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All I'm saying is at least Lord Stanley's Cup won't have far to travel this year. It'll go right from Anaheim to the Los Angeles Kings, ladies and gentlemen, who are really just on track to win it all this year. And that's why K-Rock is having the... Is there an update on this?
Not an update, really. It's been pretty steady all season long.
Not on track to win as much as just the opposite of whatever that would be.
Oh, that's right. Maybe it's true they have the worst record in the NHL, but that doesn't mean that it's that exciting to watch. The Kings are planned. K-Rock tailgate party is going to be on Friday, February 15th. Stryker and his tail are going to be hosting along with Kings great Marlon McSorley. It's a lot of fun. We do these once or twice a year, and you can get passes for the K-Rock tailgate party before the game if you're one of our callers right now for Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew.
All right, let's start with Alex, who's calling from Tarzana. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, guys. What it do?
What it do?
So, Bean lives in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Why is he watching our local news? Is his island that boring? Does he have to watch Paul Moyer?
No, he watches Paul Moyer for two reasons. One, because of his job, still here. And two, because Paul Moyer is gold every time.
Balls.
I mean, come on. Uncomfortable. I don't know. We should get rid of Bean entirely.
Alex.
But the clip that he brought today with Paul Moyer, that's nothing but great.
Okay. You have to admit, it was fortunate that I happened to be watching yesterday because it gives us all a chance to rally around just how bad Paul Moyer is.
Oh, he's so bad.
That's
I
all
love
I'm doing.
Him
I
for his badness.
Thank you.
Maybe we could just send the clips. I think what Alex is saying.
Hey, you guys might want to talk about this. Aldo in Los Angeles. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Do, baby boo?
Hi, Aldo.
Hi, Lisa. Hey, what's up, guys? You know what? I have the perfect address, the new address for Kevin Federline, man.
The perfect address?
Yeah, let's just send them down to Mexico because right now there's a wave. They're killing all the people there in the music industry. There was this guy last year that after performing a concert, he got ambushed with 27 bullets he got in his body.
Oh, you mean in Mexico? They're
That's
killing.
Right. Yeah, in the north part of Mexico right now because of all the mafia. And supposedly Kevin Federline, he's on the music industry.
No, not really. That's your failure. That's your failure. He has nothing to do with the movie industry, music industry.
They'd have to shoot blanks at him. The whole thing would have to be a sham.
Thank you, though, for the idea.
It is the weirdest story. These are big stars, platinum artists, and a lot of them, something like 15 music stars in the last couple of years have been, some of them have been shot, some of them have been, their cars have blown up. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but that's really taking it to a new level of this, you know, the gang wars.
That's why I stay out of North Mexico. Don't want to be in the middle.
That's a perfect place to go.
It's perfect.
Can't you just not listen to a singer? Do you have to put a bullet in the head? Really?
Exactly.
Depends on the singer.
Steve in Newport Beach. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good. I just got to agree with you. Yeah, go ahead. F the Indians.
There we go. F the Indians, right?
First we take their lives, then we take their land. Now we should take their money.
We need the money, right? Plus,
they get slot machines, right?
Yeah, they
get
do.
Something out of it.
They get slot machines, sure.
It's like $24 worth of beads, and we get Manhattan. Same thing. Everybody wins. It's a win-win.
Yeah,
they should have thought about that before they were Indians.
Let's keep it going, people. That's all we're saying. Let's go to Tom in Glendale.
Glendale?
What it do, baby?
Hi, Tom.
I just found this out from my little cousin. The Grammys will have a special guest in Gunter.
What?
No.
Yeah!
He's not nominated for anything, is he?
No, but I had my brother check the website. It says something that he will be there this year.
Maybe he'll be in the audience because he was nominated or something. Is that possible?
Possibly.
I find that hard to believe. He can't have been nominated for anything.
He needs to perform and present and host the Grammys.
With the Sunshine Girls, come on.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
There's no way he was nominated for anything.
Best International Song.
For this?
He should be nominated.
My ding ding dong.
Say it if you know.
I do hope the caller is right, though. That would make the Grammys exciting if Gunther came out and performed. Don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to let him perform.
Love that.
Come on. This is too good. This is too good. That's the problem.
Makes you want to shake your ass, that's for sure.
Oh, you touched my ta-la-la.
That's changing the lyrics that much, but okay.
If he ends up at the Grammys, Kevin, you're actually going to be sad to not be part of this year's telecast.
That's for sure. I love that guy. All right, let's go to Mikey in Los Angeles. Good morning, Mikey.
Good morning. What did you, nephew?
What did you do?
Okay, last night I got the first call. Someone posted me on Craigslist for giving away free washers and dryers.
Nice.
So I get one call from this lady last night. She's like, oh, you're going to expect a lot of calls. So 30 seconds later, they start coming in. And I just turn down the volume on my phone. I make a bet with my girlfriend. I'm like, I bet you'll be like 50 calls.
Yeah.
This morning I woke up, I had 2,000 like missed calls.
Nice.
And they're all like in Boston. Now I'm getting calls from guys in West Hollywood saying, hi, this is Jim. Do you have that delicious red couch for free?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like nonstop all day. And I'm getting these text messages. Like,
do you know who did it to you? Because that's fantastic.
I can't figure it out. That's why I'm calling now. So if that bastard is listening to this, I'm going to start sending these people to your house with asking for your washer and dryer.
The bastard that you don't know who it is, you mean?
I have no clue who
okay,
it is.
Okay, good.
I'm sure they'll confess right now.
Yeah. That could escalate. That could turn ugly very fast, by the way. You got to be careful with nonsense like that.
That's a perfect idea right there.
Let's post Bean's number on Craigslist.
No,
giving away red couches.
And free pigs.
Kevin, was it you who put money's information in a gay website or the other way around?
It was money that put mine up. And I got the gay emails for, I don't know, 6 months. He put like a real provocative ad up. And that was bad.
That's awesome.
But very funny.
All right. Let's not do that to me, I say.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all of our very special guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, but of course there weren't any. But tomorrow, look out. What a show we've got planned for you.
We are loaded tomorrow with guests. Oh, wait. We don't have. Oh, yeah, we do. We have astrologer Susan Miller.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Crazy astrologer.
Yeah.
People seem to love her.
The phones light up when she's on.
In spite of what we say. Highlights of Larry King interviewing Snoop Dogg. That's magic.
Oh, my Lord.
Because Larry is 900.
That doesn't even make any sense.
They speak different languages.
And by the way, you know when he has when he has important guests, he keeps them for an hour. When he has somebody that's kind of light, he keeps them for a half hour. Snoop, right. Full hour. Full hour.
A lot to talk about with Snoop.
Larry raps.
But Larry doesn't know anything about Snoop, does he?
Larry has never been more excited about a guest than he was Snoop. He's been waiting forever. He's so excited. He said that 100 times.
Where do you get the kindest bud?
What he said. He said, how do you choose to be a rapper? That's music, isn't it?
Larry King.
Yes, he did.
See how they come at black people?
That's awesome. Giving up stupid stuff for Lent tomorrow. In India, doctors are stealing people's kidneys for real. For reals, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. And Grammy tickets in the 7 o'clock hour each day this week. So tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, your tickets to the Grammys.
Balls.
All right. Kat Corbin is coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Why not stick around for the new one from Seether? We also got Nirvana on the way. We got Killers, Incubus, Linkin Park, and more right after this on K-Rock.